and welcome to the Carolyn and Joe Show. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Hey, what's up with you?
What's up, what's up? What's up, Nina?
Hello.
What's up, Andrew?
Yo, yo.
Hey, and it's what? It's around the middle of September. September 15th-ish.
The Cousin Show, part 3.
Yes, that's right.
Trace.
And now we're in the middle of September.
Yes.
I wonder what's going to be happening in the middle of September at this point.
Well, on September 19th and 20th, we're going to be at the International Children's Festival at Wolf Trap in Vienna.
Say that again. We're going to be at Wolf Trap?
Yes.
That's a high-class establishment, isn't it?
Wolf Trap National Park.
That's where all those big-name musicians and...
Actors and musicians.
Actors and musicians, because that's a...
Because one time I saw Harry Connick Jr. there.
That's true.
He's an actor and a musician.
And a musician.
Okay. Wolf Trap. Have you guys been to Wolf Trap before?
Yep.
No.
No?
Who'd you see at Wolf Trap?
Oh, Symphony.
We went to see Chicago.
See, we're going to be in Wolf Trap. We're going to be there, too.
Main event.
Nice. That's right.
Rocking out
on
Wolf Trap.
What is that? September
19th and 20th.
That's right. I like how we squeeze these promotions in now.
And then on September 26th and 27th, the following weekend, we are at Small Press Expo in Bethesda, Maryland.
That's like our hometown advantage show.
Yes, and October 10th and 11th, we are at Baltimore Comic Con.
That's like my favorite show of the year, one of them.
Yes.
I'm excited about that.
And on November 21st, we are at Holiday Heist at the Soundry in Vienna, Virginia.
You guys got to come by one of these days.
I'm going to go to Comic Con.
You should definitely go to, you can go to the Baltimore Comic Con, that's pretty cool. That's very.
Baltimore's
good.
Are you guys going to stay overnight there?
Huh?
You guys staying overnight?
We're driving
back.
It's
only like 45 minutes to get there anyway. Yeah. No need
to. You're going to stay there 2 days, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're going to go there and back?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's not that far.
Why not just stay over in a hotel?
It's actually probably cheaper to drive home.
It is cheaper.
Yeah,
but
it's definitely cheaper.
But it's like getting away from the house.
Yeah.
Like a trip.
Yeah, but also it's like, why am I going to spend this extra money if I'm already spending money to be here?
You can also stay at the harbor kind of place.
At the what?
Baltimore Harbor.
Bemore Harbor.
Man, it's a really nice
place. That's where the
aquarium
is. Aquarium is awesome.
Is it at the convention center?
Yeah, it's at the convention center.
Well, the aquarium's like right around the corner from there.
It is.
I love the aquarium, man. That's like my favorite place. They have sharks there.
Yeah, aquarium's way better than the National Zoo.
Yeah, the National Zoo sucks. It's not so national, is it?
Garbage.
No.
It's like...
I haven't been in a while.
It's basically like
though.
People just throw trash at the animals.
Yeah.
The pandas are brown.
Oh, and also, can I say, one time I took the Rec Pack kids there because I was a camp counselor for Rec Pack.
Wow.
It stood for recreation for pretty awesome children. That's what the PAC meant.
You were a rec counselor?
Yeah.
I remember going to recreation.
Really?
It was really fun.
Yeah, well, one time we took the kids to the National Zoo and I was like, hey, look over there at the giraffes, right? Swear to you, this one giraffe
mounted the other.
No. Excuse me. I correct myself.
Okay.
It was a camel. Sorry, I was like, look at the camels, right?
And they shat on each other.
You know that camel has like the hump, right?
Humped.
The hump was like leaned over.
What?
It was like weird. It was like a misformed,
deformed.
Hump. It was like a deformed camel, like, and then its neck was all like funky too. Like, and I don't know. It just didn't look
like
healthy.
It got ran over by a giraffe.
Like it didn't. It's like one of those things. It was like that does not look healthy, and I don't know if the kids should be looking at that. So I was like, hey, look at the giraffes.
Saw that
over
crack
there.
Coming up in the air in DC.
It was weird
like the
looking.
Black squirrels in DC.
I'm not really.
Yeah, what's up with the black squirrels in DC? How come I don't see them in Northern Virginia?
Not enough Joe hoping.
What?
What?
What? Your mama?
Hey. Your aunt.
Seriously, I never saw a black squirrel until I started to work in DC, and then what? I saw my first black squirrel. I was like,
wait,
what?
Tell me about this black squirrel. I don't think I've ever seen a black squirrel.
Go to DC.
I
go to DC all the time. Yeah. What the
no,
black
you see
squirrel?
Them in the parks in DC with all the homeless people.
This isn't some sort of like racist joke.
No,
is it
really it isn't a racist joke, but it sounds like it because like I've lived in Northern Virginia for like
it's
my whole
true.
Life. And I've never seen a black
it's
squirrel.
True,
until you
and
go to
then
DC.
I go to DC, see all the black squirrels.
Is this literally like
it's literally
a black squirrel.
Yeah, it's like, whoa, that motherfucker is black.
That dude from Africa. Or something.
Yeah, it's like basically African the squirrel. African
Actually,
squirrel there.
The only real African I know is white as shit.
South African.
What?
Yeah. He is South African. The only true African I know, and
know
he's
enough,
white.
You don't
That's
know
awesome.
A lot of good names.
Is he from District 9?
He's not from District 9.
District 6.
Oh, actually,
if you guys get a chance, you gotta check that movie out.
Never mind. I do know a black girl, and she's from Ghana, but her like sister, whatever you want to call her, like her best friend, she's white. Their whole family is white, but they're all from Africa.
They're African.
Yeah.
Egyptians are also African.
I'm like, what?
That's true. Africa is a big place, man.
Yeah.
Is Africa?
You don't have to be black to be from Africa.
Exactly.
You can't just ask people why they're white, Karen.
Isn't Africa? Is that's bigger than the United States, right?
Yeah, it definitely is.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like it's Canada, continents. Mexico, and North.
It's like Northern North States. America all combined.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a continent, if you will,
with many countries inside of it.
Australia is a continent.
Sure is.
That's right.
One country.
So what get do you, good what, history what or do you, geography lesson here, man.
So what about New Zealand? What is that?
Part of Australia.
No, it's not.
But that's two countries,
no,
then.
Fuck them.
See, no, that is
Pacific
something.
Island. They
that's
are
racist.
Pacific.
That's
no,
racism,
but North
man.
America is three countries.
That's racism, dude.
New Zealand is
yeah,
a
but they
Pacific
always,
island.
But they always say Australia is the only country that is a continent on its own.
Yeah.
Who said that?
No, Antarctica.
In school.
Yeah, Antarctica. Schools lie.
You went to Lake
but
Braddock.
It's not really a country.
Yeah, I
that's
did.
That's not a school.
What is it?
It's
a daycare center?
Yeah. Judging by everybody who comes out of there, right?
Everyone has something about the Bruins.
You know Queen Dennis went there?
Who?
Queer Ding Dong.
Yes.
Don't call him Dennis.
Oh, Queer Ding Dong went to...
And he's a cousin.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Like a senior year?
Remember because I lent him my guitar.
How long ago was that?
That's a while back.
Well, since I was at Lake Braddock?
When Queer Ding Dong went to Lake Braddock.
I have no idea.
How
man.
Old is he? He just looks young.
Yeah,
am I older than him?
I think
him?
No. I think he's.
No way.
I think he's either 29 or 30 or something. Like
then
that.
How come?
From
maybe,
the Philippines.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. They tell time different over there.
Yeah. They are a day ahead.
Their so. Years are much shorter.
And their school system is a lot shorter. Though. They don't have a seventh and eighth grade.
So it goes.
Really?
Sixth grade and then high
five,
school.
Five, six.
You're talking about the
nine,
Philippines?
10, 11.
They just
five,
skip
six,
those two grades.
Five. Yeah, it goes.
You're
five,
very smart.
Five, six to high school, or I mean to college. Sorry.
5, 6 to college. What?
Nice. Don't even need to learn algebra.
What? That doesn't
high school,
make any.
Sorry. 5, 6
geometry.
High school, then college.
But that's sort of like I guess.
So they're like 2 years ahead of us.
That's like cheating.
Trying to do the Filipino accent. Have you been to the Philippines, Andrew?
Yes.
How do you like it, man?
I don't want to come back here.
You don't want to come back here to
people
America?
Are assholes, man.
In America?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, they're fucking evil as shit.
Yeah. Screw them all.
The whole human race.
Yeah. Everybody.
We should just get in a ship and go somewhere else.
Let's go to wherever Noah was planning to go.
Trying to go to the moon, man. So one of the things I really wanted to talk about, Andrew, is that we had you scheduled to be on the show a couple weeks ago. Technically from this show, probably 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I was excited, man. But yeah. you were sick. And you were probably the sickest I've ever heard. But I wanna know.
We want to know the details.
I
want to
know these
the
details,
sickness.
Man.
Okay.
Because we don't really talk about a lot of sickness.
Well, it was a kind of a foodborne illness.
And this was on the day of, too.
Yeah. Like Noodles and Company. Meatballs.
Noodles and Company. What the
so fuck a Noodles and Company?
They should never make meatballs if they make noodles.
They make all kinds of... Like, I had the Japanese udon noodles. They have Thai noodles.
Yeah.
Their udon probably. Noodles are good.
Yeah, but not with meatballs. Like, the meatballs were just not...
So basically, their meat products are not good.
Fuck them.
Could you tell that they were...
I mean, they tasted fine. It's just, like, the aftermath, it was just like... Like a bunch
so
of
so you get bubbling. Food poisoning or something?
It was just nonstop explosiveness.
Is this something that happens often? Like you're like,
well, I have a weak stomach.
Do you?
Yes, yeah. He does.
So like,
so this is like, there's a history of weak stomach.
Like if the food sucks, I will know.
So the problem might not be Noodles and Company, might be you.
It could be me.
I don't know.
I've never even been to Noodles and Company.
I've never
know.
Been there either. So what is this place?
What is the sell of Noodles and Company?
They just sell all different kinds of noodles.
Any kind of noodles. Like dry noodles, wet noodles, cooked noodles.
So they really
I heard that they were expensive. Is this true?
It was like $7-$8.
Wait, so both
for
you noodles? Did both of you go together?
No.
And udon noodles are like 79 cents for the pack.
Yeah.
And it's cost so cheap. To actually make
basically, it. Basically, it's just like if you were eating out.
But it's like like the stuff they specialize in is not even as good as going to an authentic place. Like if you get pad thai there at Noodles and Company, it doesn't taste like pad thai. It tastes like Uncle Ben's rice.
Yeah,
that's not rice. That's cardboard.
So basically, like they make microwave products at Noodles and Company.
Right.
I mean, this is sort of what I noticed with like a lot of food places. I go to like what Peter Pan like buffet.
Hey,
Peter Pan.
That was okay though.
What is Peter Pan buffet?
I am so like, sick of that shit.
Wait, what is that?
We used to go there every fucking weekend.
Did you really? Every graduation, every special occasion
that we went out to dinner for, it was always go to Peter Pan.
So it wasn't really a special occasion because you always went there.
Exactly. I was like, why are you gonna go to the same fucking place?
But any buffet place, like the quality of food is never like the best that it can be. Like I always try to get like sushi or something like that. It's never the best sushi.
Yeah.
I always want like crunchy sushi. They never have it. Yeah. Or whenever they try to cook like any type of like pho or something like that. And I watch them and they just throw it in there like it's bullshit.
Joe, not they say pho. They say pho.
I
like to go out of my way to Americanize as many things as I possibly can.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people like get on me for mispronouncing manga. They're like, no, it's manga. And I'm like, manga. No, it's fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I say it however way you say it. You know what I'm talking about.
Say it you know American what I'm saying? Way. You don't have to correct me. What type of person are you to correct me?
For being
me?
A bitch.
Who are you to correct me about the way I say it?
Sorry, Joe.
So basically, we don't support Noodles and Company on the Carolyn and Joe show.
Not today. Not while I'm here.
Not today.
Because that
if you
sucks.
Eat there, you get sick.
And Fairfax.
So
the Fairfax noodles.
Fuck them.
So how long were you sick for?
The whole weekend. I had so many plans. I had like 3 barbecues to go to and a couple parties.
How sad, man. I was like, this is going to be the beginning of your awesome weekend.
Yeah, you went to your brother's, what was it, like baby shower the next day, right?
No, I didn't go to it.
You didn't?
No, because I had to work.
Well, bullshit. I wouldn't have a good time anyways.
Because I wasn't there?
What do you mean? I came for that.
What do you mean? Do you need me to have a good time at a family event?
Last time I went, you were there, and then you're like, hey, I'll just go home with you. I was like, all right, cool. I have someone to hang out with.
I think that's how it's always been throughout like the years, right?
Yeah.
There's no one else to hang out with.
If there's not one of us three there, then it's like,
seriously,
you're sitting awkward in the corner.
I mean, nothing against like
family.
You know, Ding Dong and Pow and all that. But what am I going to
say? No, Pow's cool, though.
What am I going to
talk? Pow's cool now. He used to be
he used to be like a shy guy.
That's a song, man.
A wallflower?
That's a song. Shy guy.
So, but now he talks to us.
Wants Facebook.
I really don't know what to, like, you know.
Facebook talking is not real talking.
No, it got him to talk now.
Facebook got him to talk?
Opened him up, yeah.
Wow.
It's his game.
So I guess he can only talk through the internet, but not in real life.
It's really a sad...
No, like, it just opened him up. Now it's just like, whatever. Yeah.
But it's really a sad thing, truthfully, that, like, I haven't really... They're my cousins. I don't really remember the last time I spoke to them.
It's okay.
But they were.
It's like really good friends, like you haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah.
And then when you see them, you're like, oh, wow, how you doing?
What's your standard, though? Like, how often do you think you should speak to a cousin?
You don't speak to me often, Joe.
I don't really go out of my way to speak to anybody, truly. If anything, it's like one of those things. Like, I even had this experience today. I was in Best Buy, and I thought I saw someone that I knew.
Yeah.
You know, and a normal person, I assume a normal person would be like, hey, they'd come up to him and be like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah, exactly.
My first thought was like, dude, I gotta go the other way, man. I don't want to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
I would rather, like, a lot of times it's weird. I'd rather speak to a stranger than someone that I know from my past. Because it's like, I don't know, it's just the way my mind triggers. It's like,
I mean,
crap.
Unless you really, like, were friends with them and you like them, whatever, then...
Yeah. I like this song.
Unless it's some dude that, like, I hang out, like, often, you know?
True.
Then it'll be just rude.
There's like, a reason why you haven't seen him in a while, you know what I mean?
I mean,
if you wanted to see somebody, then you would make it a point to...
Do you guys, like, see people that you went to school with or, you know, like, constantly?
Yeah, a lot of people I run into at Tyson's. I'm like, fuck, not them again.
Well, exactly. It's usually the good script. I'm good about, like... Getting away from the awkward moments, like, hey, what's up? How you doing? Good to see you. See you later. Like, it'll directly follow that because you know that will end it. They don't want to sit there either and talk to you. You guys don't hang out often enough to say, hey, how's you doing?
No, it's always that. So what are you up to nowadays?
No, see, that's a brutal line, too. I hate that. What are you up
to? No, I don't even ask that. Screw that. How are you doing? Are you doing well?
Good.
Okay, good. We went to the same school. See ya.
Peace.
Yeah, see you at the 10-year reunion. We can talk about it later.
I mean, it's been a long time since I've been like, in any school, but, like, when I'm... I don't want to do that thing where it's just like, hey, what have you been up to? No. Because, like, in my business, that's almost everything that we say. It's like, oh, so what are you doing? What are you working on right now? And you don't want to say it.
But also, like, I'm worried about the 10-year reunion. I'm not, like, what are you even supposed to even say? You're like, not, who cares?
You're supposed to roll up like a pimp.
No, well, you
like in Zach and Miri?
Everybody thinks you're supposed to roll up like a pimp, like Peter Griffin with the millionaire astronaut cowboy guy.
Yeah. But no. I don't really know what's going to happen in my 10-year reunion, but I don't really...
Everybody has their different forms of happiness, Joe.
But what's... Sure. I mean, really, what's going to happen?
I know, but, like, we haven't seen those people in, whatever, 10 years, so it's like, why would it matter to even see them again?
But if you didn't talk to them in high school...
Why are you going to talk... Yeah, exactly.
Like, so, like, why would it matter? It doesn't really matter.
I talked to a lot of people in high school, that's the thing.
Were you friends with them, though?
Most.
There's acquaintances, and then there's friends, and there's people you knew of, and there's people that you knew.
No, I mean, I actually...
And then,
like,
there's your cousins that you loved very much so.
I'd say, like, 60% of my class.
Oh, wow.
Nina is very popular.
I just knew a lot of people. Like, I knew a lot of people, and I knew a lot of their friends. So it's
well,
like,
I would know a lot of people.
It's like a friend web.
Went to a class of 42.
It's like networking, almost.
Well, see, for me, like, I didn't... The people I hung out with... I mean, we were always just that circle anyway. We didn't want to talk to
anyone. Oh, you were cliquish.
Yeah, well, everyone's they were cliquish.
You were that Asian was crew cliquish? Over inside.
No, I'm just saying, like, that sounds like
actually, a wasn't actually Asian Joe's, it was like, Joe's crew was like the United Nations.
It was
like,
oh, nice.
TJ was every, black.
It was one of everything. It was like Power Rangers.
So you guys.
It was black, white, Asian. Everything.
So you were just cliquish, but not nationality cliquish. Like Koreans were usually.
Yeah, we have a Korean in ours.
A Korean.
We have a Korean. We have a.
Who is the
we
Korean?
We have an Irish. We have white trash.
White trash, not white.
Whole different segment.
We have black, though he's Dominican. We had me.
That's just really tan.
So he literally looked black, dude. No, but see, I prophesize of what's going to happen at the reunion is...
All the cliques are going to get together again.
Mm. That's what's going to happen. I'm going to go around. I'm just going to end up in the same circle. Yeah. And I'm still talking to the people I'm our friends with anyway. So like some of them have disappeared.
I guess it's cool to go out and hang out because Rachel's supposed to go to one pretty soon. And she's like, it's $90 to go. I was like, so
90?
You got to pay to
it's
see.
It's $90 to go.
That.
I don't even know if I want
that
it.
That shit better be an all exclusive
I think it's like
bar
a formal like... event. Like, it's an event to go dress up to. I don't know what the
yeah,
hell.
That's what I'm saying.
Where
that
is
better
that?
Be a fucking
is it like
all-exclusive bar and
better
dinner?
Better be, like, open bar and dinner.
$90?
Like,
no.
DJ and everything.
I don't know what the $90 is for. But, I mean,
it's a freaking, it's a business.
It better be, like, open bar and dinner. If it's
but
it
better, like,
$90.
Bring back DJ AM from the dead.
Yeah.
But if you're supporting your old school...
Dude, I didn't even support my school when I was in it.
You don't like your school now?
Joe is like the only person, like not the only, but let me take that back. Joe is like very anti-school spirit. Like the most person I know that like just doesn't care.
You skipped the pep rallies.
Like, when I went to VCU and there were some people that went to like Robinson and stuff like that. And they're like, so what high school did you go to? I was like, I went to Lake Braddock. And they're like, oh, I went to Robinson.
And they're
looking at me like oh yeah, we're rivals. I was like, and you're assuming that I have school spirit, dude.
you're expecting that I actually give a shit.
Yeah. It's like people in my own school didn't care about me. What makes you think I care about my own school?
But what is the point of like, let's say if we have to pay $90 as well.
Right.
Like, I don't even know if I want to spend $100 to go out there. Plus,
I'm not even questioning like, it. I don't want to spend $90 out there.
And you have to get a new dress. All those other
what happens
blah,
if
blah,
I don't
blah,
pay?
Blah.
But I think the thing is like, you're going to hang. It's like, out of the ordinary, every 10 years, you go to some spot that a whole bunch of people that you knew from a long time,
like,
not
like
even
the, like
know,
the Peach
but,
Pit.
Yeah. Whatever, 90210, nothing. But I mean, you go there. I mean, it's out of the ordinary day-to-day
like,
grind.
Like, go to Glory Days.
Player Days works too. You went to the Burke one?
I don't know. I'm
you
just
didn't go to either
them
one of them, man.
Hate
that
them
people
all.
Go.
Didn't go to either one of them. That's what it comes down to. I didn't go to any dances. I didn't have any after school activities besides detention. I mean, with
in school suspension.
I never had that either. It was just sort of just like I was like, I push it away.
But
just
you get through,
I cared,
but you
I cared
did the
so much.
Backyard wrestling it. On your own in the school.
Yeah, you were like a legend, and you didn't even know it.
Well, see, I was the behind the scenes of the legend.
Ah.
I was doing that.
People knew you backyard wrestled in high school, it'd be a different story.
No, they did.
You were in best of backyard
I didn't even
wrestling
know you did
volumes
backyard
1 and 2.
Wrestling.
Well, I didn't really promote it because I was the behind the scenes guy.
Did you get slammed on a table from the rooftop?
Not from the rooftop.
Oh, okay.
Joe jumped off the roof of Lake Braddock.
No, I was thrown off.
You were thrown off?
I was thrown.
I hope you hit the target.
Thrown off. I did. We had to redo it twice, though. It's tough, man.
I bet.
It's tough. It was raining.
And that's why you can't remember the chicken nuggets story.
Wait, seriously. So someone remind me about this chicken nuggets at the end of the funeral.
We were
just
really hungry. It wasn't at the end. It was one of the wake nights. And we were just really hungry. And somebody was like, go get like McDonald's. And we're like, are we going to bring back like 40 different orders of McDonald's? And somebody was like, no, just go get chicken nuggets. They sell like...
just get chicken nuggets.
They sell like a lot of chicken nuggets, right? Because you know they have like 20 packs and stuff.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. We just got like...
I think that's such an 40 awesome...
40 something, like, I don't even know.
But that's such a brilliant like image.
It was like 500 chicken nuggets or something.
That's one thing why I really love my family. It's like you go to a different... I don't know if there's another family who would have like a car full of chicken nuggets at a funeral.
I have never seen any family like ours at all. Like regardless of chicken nuggets, like part of the way we do, just have like any type of family gathering like us, like nobody.
What does the average family have?
I don't know.
Like average families have like barbecues that have an end time. It's like you eat dinner and it's like, all right, so we're gonna go home. Okay,
right,
like,
I guess it's over, guys.
Yeah. You like sit at the table and you eat. Like we have, it's like fucking buffet style every goddamn time because there's so many fucking people that you. There's not one time where everybody eats. Like everybody just gets food whenever they want.
I think that's just the big family kind of thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, but still, even the big families I know, like people have barbecues and shit, and it's just like, okay, so. It's 8 o'clock.
Simpsons are about on.
But then, like, we just chill till whenever. Like, either the beer runs out or everybody's just drunk and pass out, and they're like, all right, so I'm going to... Yeah. But we just have a different
family.
That
could
family.
Be the hillbilly lifestyle.
Till the moonshine runs out.
We're just different.
I think that's the joy of it. I wonder, like... If we're all as a unit ever going to go to the Philippines or something like that, see how it is there.
Take a whole plane full.
Yeah.
That'd be really funny.
I think Filipinos are coming back. Not coming back, but they're on the rise.
Where'd they go?
Everyone's always like, what are you, Japanese? Hawaiian?
Somebody asked me to read a Japanese shirt.
All of the above.
And I was like, I'm not fucking Asian. Get me out of here.
Do you ever get those moments like in a store where someone asks you a question? Like you work there?
Yes.
That happens to me like all the time.
I used to get that all the time. I made the mistake of wearing like a blue like
blue
jacket
polo
vest or something at Walmart.
Oh my god.
Or like I was wearing a red shirt at Target and I was like, fuck.
That's the United
Never wear a red shirt
yes.
at Target.
With a name tag that said Nina.
Yeah.
You're like, damn it, I knew I shouldn't have wore this name tag.
I think I had my lanyard around my neck or something and they're like, do you know where this is? And I was like, I don't work here. And she was like,
yeah.
Well, do you know where this is? And I was like, I just fucking said I don't work here.
Actually, I have a story like, for Jesus. That. Was one time I was in Giant Hunt at Huntsman Square, and I was in like the nail polish section, just looking at cosmetics. And this guy comes up to me. And he's like, "Hey, I know you don't work here, but like I need help, and I just thought you might know something." And then I was like, "Okay." Like I was kind of just like, "Okay." Just like an average whatever guy, probably like around 25 years old. And he was just like, do you know where the pregnancy tests are? And then I was just...
He just picked you out because you were some girl that was just standing there in the same aisle that he was.
Yeah, and then I was like, first of all, I've never taken a pregnancy test. So I was like, honestly, I have no idea. But I was like... I would go check like the pharmacy area. They might have it up there.
Like, you should have like yelled it out. Should have been like, "Hey, does anyone know where a pregnancy test is
for this guy?"
He needs some condoms too. Is he cool?
I have like
that's
no idea.
That's some X-lax because he's constipated.
I was like totally caught off guard, but I guess I answered his question. But it was, I don't know how helpful I was, but it was just like, what?
Yeah,
I don't
like know. The pharmacy.
And also, I'm like, dude, and your girlfriend or whoever this girl is like having you go out and get it for
right?
you.
And not even there.
Seriously.
Yeah, and not even there. I was just like, this dude's in trouble.
Right?
Yeah.
You look at me like I'm gonna follow up with something.
I'm just saying, like, I was like, that's one of those things. It's like he knew I didn't even work there, but yeah, he was just asking me because I was a girl.
Yeah, because I mean, like, whoever it was, I think it was Target, came up to me and she, I was like, I don't work here, and she's like, okay, but can you help me anyways? And I'm like, what the fuck?
Either that or that was the worst pickup line ever.
She'd be like, give me $10.
Yeah. Hey, girl, you know where the pregnancy tests are.
Yeah. We got tested beforehand. Hey, you know?
Hey, I know you don't work here, but...
Make sure you're not pregnant first. Yeah. Try and
pee on this real quick. That's what you do, right? You pee on it.
Let me videotape it.
What? Oh man, but that was pretty strange event.
Yeah, it happens a lot for some reason to me. Like
to you, you get asked for the pregnancy test, Joe.
Hey, Joe. I know you got the hookup on this shit.
So where do you find the pregnancy test? I don't know. I've never
even know.
But just like, ask the pharmacy. When they probably like you said.
Yeah, wait, ask the.
When they probably be like buy the tampons and. Yeah, other things.
The women's products and stuff.
Look at the women's computer peripherals.
I think they're down
there.
I don't know. I don't really like look for them.
Yeah, I don't. I've never. Yeah, like,
I'm
like, what?
Opposite aisle of condoms.
Yeah, but true. Like, I don't really.
You should have bought these. Now you
actually,
gotta move on
it would
these.
Be really funny if I was they like, hey, right, you might want to check the condom area.
Yeah. Oh wait, too late. Go check down the.
Sometimes I wish I was like too witty. You know, like sometimes when you come up with a comeback like later on,
witty comments later.
I wish I could have been so witty at that moment because you could have gone so many directions.
Yeah. Because, but you know what he's going to say. If you're like, well, you should have checked the condom area, he's going to be like, where's that?
Yeah. Exactly.
That's true, too.
Good times. Good times. The dude just puts his head down.
There's like face palm all
over the place. Those are like whenever I'm at, like, really, that happens a lot. Like, I go to a store. And like it's either like Guitar Center or some like art store or music store, and someone will like come up and just talk to me, and just like, so help me out. And I'm like, I don't want, like in my head, I'm like, I don't want to help you out.
You should say it.
I do. I don't say it.
People
man.
Can't take it. People can't take the truth.
People
excuse
can't
me,
take the truth,
me.
Man.
No.
They're always just like.
Can you handle the truth?
People are always just like trying to get information, man. I don't like that at all.
Information.
Everyone wants free information.
When you control the mail, you
that's
control.
True. Everybody wants free information. Free anything.
Like I was at, today I was over at Best Buy, and this guy just comes up to me and just starts, you know how you can tell when someone's talking to you like they know you?
Yes.
I don't understand that. I don't know him. Dude, it doesn't make any sense. Do I have some
bitch,
sort of
you don't
appearance?
Know my life?
You start gripping your hand like you're gonna punch the shit out of this
it's
guy.
Like,
if he comes
so, so tell me, is this a good movie or not? I fucking know.
Seriously,
I fucking know you. Don't talk to me. I don't talk to strangers.
I don't know.
Stranger
shit.
Danger.
So Andrew, so you were sick. Was that the worst? Have you ever been sick in a long time?
Never.
That's like the.
That's not the worst. I've been sick.
Really?
I've puked green before.
Isn't it supposed to be green?
Well, chunks. Like it was like full-on food poisoning.
Like habanero sauce green?
Like I ate a Wendy's burger when I was not supposed to.
Well, I just ate a Wendy's burger.
1 a.m. burger. It was probably there since 12 p.m. But like it was really disgusting. It was like the
you tell me this when I've been having the most Wendy's I've had in a long time.
Dude, don't eat Wendy's.
Yeah, but it's different. The chicken burger is different than a hamburger.
I had a junior bacon cheeseburger.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah, if you have like an actual hamburger, the chicken is better. That's what I've been doing recently. And recently I've had this whole like anti-hamburger thing.
Yeah, I've lost a whole day like just sleeping because I didn't want to puke or like throw up all kinds of shit. I didn't know if I had diarrhea or vomit into the toilet.
You were vomiting out of your ass.
I didn't know where to, sit down or like, you know, it was like one of those.
What did you
like,
do all day then?
Food poisoning.
Sit on the toilet with a trash
slept?
Can on your lap.
I just went back to sleep. I was like, fuck the world.
Food poisoning is the worst.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Nina, when you're volunteering, what type of food do you guys eat? Where is this? Like this is a hardcore or like
fire station, right?
Yeah.
Like it's just straight on.
Yeah, it's just straight on. Like. We either order in food or we go out to eat.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there like really a chill place?
Yeah, it really is. Like, I mean, during the weekends, we, like, because we staff it from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. every weeknight.
Yeah.
And weekends and holidays. So on the weekends, everybody has a weekend crew, and we usually like buy groceries for the whole weekend, and we have like a sit-down dinner on Saturdays. But on your weeknight crew, because it's all different, I mean, you either just go out to anywhere. If you get a call, you get a call. You just leave and then come back and pay or whatever.
Do you have to stay there?
Yeah.
Like overnight? The whole
thing? Yeah, because you staff from 6 p.m.
to 6
a.m.
You guys take the truck to the restaurant?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, really?
Yeah,
are you serious?
Dude, yeah.
Yeah.
They take
on call. You have to. If somebody like burns.
You have to be on full gear too? Yeah.
No. Oh, okay. I mean, we have station gear, like uniform gear.
Navy blue suits, like the t-shirt and pants.
Yeah. So I always want to ask, like, what was the motivation towards, like, volunteering? Or is this something that you had to do?
I've always wanted to do something like that, but I don't ever do anything unless I have, like, an in for it. Or, like, I'm just not that random person that'll show up and be like, hey, I want
to
do this.
Yeah, but
like,
you want to be a cop, connection. Though, right, Neens? And that's, like, more civil experience.
I wanted to go into federal law enforcement.
More
and
like
do
Secret
something
Service?
Like FBI, Secret Service, CIA. Shit. Marshals, which I mean, something I could do probably down the road too. Because
then we don't want to make nuclear bombs.
No,
but like
we still can. She can help us.
A friend
only
of mine,
for movies. Only for movies.
A friend of mine that I worked with, she was a volunteer EMT, and it was like, hey, you should do a ride along or something. And I did it, and I was just like, yeah, you know, I've always been interested in it, but then I never really knew anything about it or anyone in it. And then once I got there, it's just like, wow, I love this.
Was there training involved? You have to like go to physical training?
I'm in the academy right now.
Oh, sweet.
It's just like the police academy. Like you have to go through all the training and everything.
How are like the other people? Is it competitive?
It's very competitive.
Is it only like five people make it or something?
We started out with almost 40 and we're already down to 21.
Wow.
So they just disappear?
Like
just for people that can't keep up with classroom grades, people that can't like keep up with practicals and stuff like that.
And
people
that
failed out, people
strong
enough. Yeah.
So how many hours?
A lot of people that physically can't take it.
How many hours per week do you volunteer?
It's Tuesday and Thursday from 7 to 10 is class. Thursday nights from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Become a firefighter.
And every day Saturday from 8 to 5. That's why I have to be up at 6:30.
Now, yeah. Is it like actually like pretty physically demanding? Like,
I've lost 30 pounds.
Can Andrew make it?
I've lost 30 pounds since I've gotten
in
the academy.
Intense training for about 12 months.
Like you train for the academy?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the 30, the air packs. The air packs that we carry are like 30 pounds.
Dang.
Up ladders, right?
Yeah, up ladders and everything. Like you're crawling around
your
buildings
pinkies.
And shit. And
why are you looking at me when you say the pinkies, man?
Gear itself is like almost 10 pounds.
Like filmmaking.
That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
Have you seen action at this point?
Yeah. 4th of July, I had my first fire.
Wow.
What was it?
It was just a townhouse fire, like a vacuum cleaner or something busted out on fire and caught the master bedroom on fire and stuff.
Was it like sort of like Spider-Man level fire where you see it and you're like, wow, someone needs to run in there?
No, it wasn't. The only 2-alarm fire that I missed was like the only day I missed duty. They got
were you like, crap?
Fire. Yeah, because my friend sent me a text or a picture message at like 4 in the morning and I was like, fuck, they hit a fire. Yeah,
like
2-alarm fire, like blazing out of the roof. I was
so
like,
2-alarm?
Man.
What's 5-alarm then? The whole place is coming down?
Pretty much.
Like you're not going
like,
to go
if
in
you,
there.
Like if you have like a hotel or some shit that's like blazing on fire, then it's like, a fire alarm. 5-alarm, yeah. It goes up to, I don't even know how many alarms it goes up
that's
to.
That's like a let it burn
but,
fire.
Yeah.
It's like,
because we're not putting that shit out anytime
pretty much.
Soon.
You like look at it and you're like, nah, fuck
Yeah,
I'll
no.
spit at it, that's it.
Dang.
But that's like the stuff you probably would be looking forward to, right? It's like you're like huge arrest.
Like it's really bad. Like we
have. It's kind of funny. Like here you have like
calls.
People's lives and dreams and hopes in a house or something, and then you're like, burn! I want to work on it.
It's like an axe to it.
We haven't had calls in I don't even know like 2 months maybe.
That's good.
We haven't had any good calls that I've ran, and I mean, we're sitting there like, fuck, can somebody, like, flip their car over on 66? Or, like, who's trying to have a grease fire? Like, damn, somebody burned their kitchen down.
Somebody,
like,
please get
somebody.
Hurt.
Yeah. Like,
some action.
They got dispatched for a call right before, like, I got out of class and I was on my way over and they're like, yeah, the engine just got a fire. And I was like, damn. And they said that they got to Risto and some, like, old lady caught her stove on fire, but the sprinkler put it out. So everybody that got there was really pissed because they got dispatched for a fire and it was out by the time they got there. So you're like, yeah, this bitch is burning down.
You guys are all like running out of the station.
Like you haul ass and you're like, yes, it's a townhouse fire.
Down the
like,
pole.
Do you have the pole?
No, we don't have a pole at our station.
Bullshit. You guys are fake.
Did you hear about like, I forget exactly when this
people
happened.
People get hurt, that's why.
But maybe like 3 years ago at the Burke firehouse, the actual fire station burnt down.
It that shit happened.
The fire station burnt down?
Yeah.
You know, gotta dispatch to them then.
You know, if somebody walks up to the station. How does that happen? If somebody walks up to the station and is like, oh my god, I need help, like this and that, like you have to call 911 and they have to dispatch your station.
So you just sit there
like,
and like,
so basically
sure.
You call to like just have your station dispatched. Like you'll sit there and be like,
because that's to be station official, 11 dispatched. Right?
Yeah.
It has to be on record that you guys are dispatched.
Yeah, that's exactly.
That's sort
of
weird.
You can't just be like, oh my god, he's yeah. like bleeding out of his head. Like, you need to call 911.
You're like,
say,
sure, sure.
So it's
like,
here.
It's like a hospital. You guys can rush someone to another place.
Oh, yeah.
Going speed limit.
I mean, we respond to most, like, EMS calls and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, One sickness call that we had last Thursday or last Sunday, we had to carry this fat ass man down the stairs because they couldn't, they couldn't fit a stretcher up there.
Because he couldn't carry it.
You're
kidding. He couldn't carry himself.
We couldn't fit a backboard up there because it had like a lot of turns and stuff down the stairwell, so we had to just carry him down like a cloth.
How big?
I'd say maybe pushing like 300 pounds.
Well, not of muscle, just pure fat.
No, yeah, it's just.
I bet 350 if you had to carry him. Who had the kili?
God.
But like, I mean, there were like three girls on the ambulance crew, maybe one old ass guy for 25's ambulance crew. So we often get dispatched as like manpower.
Yeah.
So we get really boring calls sometimes.
Cause I remember like, we all watched like The Watchmen, and we went to Avalon like in what's it called? Amphora, over in Vienna. Yeah. And you were telling us about this. And I was like, that's going to be pretty hardcore. You're going to be saving lives. And, like, I can look at us right now, like, all four of us sitting here in the studio comparing our jobs. It's like, she saves lives. He hangs out on the internet all day long. And here, like, I, like, terrorize people's lives and yell at people. And Carolyn makes people happy. It's like...
Yeah, she brings joy.
Good contrast here.
Yin and yang.
Yeah. That's cool, though. So, but, like, basically... So what do you do when you're not really just what do you guys
you
like technically
like,
what do you
like,
do?
Just, they chill,
work
like,
out.
Do you
work
just out? Chill.
Watch
like,
out
I,
and watch rescue
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I work out a lot because well actually I'm conditioning because we're doing a firefighter combat challenge.
What's that?
On the 19th. It's basically
American
like
gladiators?
It's like gladiators, you know
basically.
How like they have like yeah,
oh,
they have
that,
different events
that?
That they do. Like we have different
what's
events
that,
that we do.
Japanese show.
Ninja Warrior.
Yeah, Ninja
Warrior.
It's actually something like that, except it's
firefighter based.
Yeah, it's all firefighter related, like carrying hose up the tower, like hoisting up the tower, like dragging a charged hose line, shooting down a target.
You have to go through
and
fire.
How much are these hose worth?
Like 175 pound dummy drag.
Man,
like
I wish
stuff
I could like do something like this, but I don't know if I can make it through that.
It is pretty rigorous.
You can just
like,
train with them to
lie.
See if you can.
Oh man, I don't know if
I'm
could.
I'm not gonna lie.
How are the people that you work with though? Are they pretty cool?
Yeah, I definitely love the station I'm at. Like
I bet
everybody's
you they're
pretty
all cool.
chill. Yeah.
If anybody's a dick, they would probably be called out.
Pretty much, yeah. There is this one girl that like she has such an attitude problem, and everybody's like, she needs to just be gone.
Just be like, hey, fuck you, lady.
So like, you need to kick her ass out.
Get the fuck out.
She hasn't been back, so I don't know.
Someone has to, like, set up a real fire.
I mean, if you're volunteering, it's not like you can get fired, right? She's like, hey, get the
you
fuck out.
You can get kicked out by the membership.
But
yeah.
Well, everyone's
the membership can say, fuck you.
Is everyone volunteer?
No, like, well, we're a volunteer station, but we do have career paid staff from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And the medics are 24-hour shifts.
That's crazy. So, like, they actually get up at, like, 3 p.m. and then... go get off at 3 p.m. next day.
Whenever the I think it's 6. It's 6 a.m. to 6 a.m.
So they work 2 days a week.
Basically, something like that.
Shit. And they get overtime pay.
Yeah. Firefighters make mad overtime pay. And they always better, get they always get calls at like 5:50.
They better, man, because that's a
it's a public service.
That's
that
a public
providing.
Service. That's the life is on the line, man. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's the kind of like you fuck up once and like a whole building burns down. That's your ass.
See, it's like jobs like that where I always put in comparison where
to what you do.
Yeah, like there's always like, man, everyone's always acting like this is life or death. We gotta get this shot, or you gotta get this, blah blah blah, or this is life or death. And I'm like, no, it's not. You know what I mean? Come on, dude.
The worst thing I think is like firefighters. You always like, I mean, yeah, you have that heroic image of like if you save a child from a burning building or something. But then there's also, like, those, like, calls that you probably get about, like, a cat in a tree or something. It's like,
yeah, cat, you, no,
but it's like random. What I mean is like the level, there can be like a super high level of like, man, actually, I actually carried a kid out of a building. Actually, and then there's like little things like, man, I had to carry this fat man.
They got it. Yeah, yeah. They got a call like that. They got dispatched for something. They had to like round up horses that were loose on like Sudley Road or some shit.
What?
Yeah, because like it's like
there was a dog on 95.
You're like a cowgirl.
No, like, yeah, no joke. They were like, man, you missed the stupidest call today. They're like, we showed up on scene and the PD was on scene. They're like, yeah, so there are these horses just running on the street. So they had to like shut it down and they had to call up some stage master or whatever the fuck they call them. They had to like round these horses up.
State employees,
ruined
though, right?
Their block party, man. Yeah. Ruined the horse block party.
State employees, right?
Yeah, we're funded by Prince William County.
So it's basically like animal control.
Sort of like that. We do just public service work.
Yeah.
Anything public service is us. Like,
helping old ladies with their oven.
Yeah, like we got a carbon monoxide alarm, which is usually like a beeping smoke alarm. Like it was one day we showed up and this lady was like, well, it's been chirping. And Tim was like, you probably just need a new battery. And she's like, but it's electric. And he popped that shit off and showed her the battery that was dead. And she was like, oh.
It's an electric battery.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Thanks, ladies. Some people could be on fire right now.
It was
now.
Like 2 a.m. and we were all pissed because she was like, it's been chirping for hours. But and we're like, why the fuck didn't you call us hours ago then?
But you got the siren out there, didn't you?
Yeah, but I mean, Thursday night, we actually did get a carbon monoxide alarm. That was a carbon monoxide alarm because some person had left the stove on for like 2 hours or something cooking chicken. Yeah, so I mean, we get a whole bunch of things, but the thing that really pisses us off is volunteer and career staff. Like, there's really no difference to it. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. They get paid to do it, but we don't. Like,
well, that's the difference right there, right?
A fire is not going to pick whether it's career or volunteer. Yeah. Like, you still got to get that shit done.
Yeah.
And so a lot of the career guys are just really cocky and like, oh, well, we're career and volunteer is just a bunch of bullshit. Like, the only thing different than the academy is that career is paid to be there. And they get paid to just, you know, just whatever. It's like drill to them, like in the military. As where we have like a lot more people in the volunteer on the volunteer side are more out of shape because they have families, they have jobs, they have other things. Like, we don't have all the time like I do to work out like 3 times a day or
but
whatever.
The danger,
you know,
is the same,
right? You're still gonna have to run into that burning building. Like, there's really no difference in career and volunteer.
But how do you become a career?
You just have to apply.
Okay.
Yeah, but the thing is, for me, if I wanted to go career in Prince William County, I would have to go through the academy again.
What?
as a Prince William County recruit and not volunteer.
You get treated differently?
Not really. I mean, it's the same curriculum. You go through the same stuff. They just get more physical training time, and we don't.
Do you think you would ever want to do that?
Yeah, but I would probably go with Manassas City because I could just show them that I did Firefighter 1 and 2, and they don't have a recruit class.
Okay.
So they're not part of Prince William County. They're Manassas City.
Do you think you're going to use this? Because you were saying you want to do something like with federal policing. Are you going to use this to step up?
Well,
is that a way to do that?
No, not really. But that's the thing. Is like,
staying in
for
shape.
Right now, yeah, for right now, I want to start being a firefighter. Once I'm done with school and everything, I want to be a firefighter. That's because, one, I'm young. Two, like, it's just more physical. Like, if I was to go into federal law enforcement, I'd be pushing papers for like 5 years because I'd be a rookie and not be out in the streets and whatever.
On the beat.
I wanted to do it in the first place for. Yeah. So I'm like, you know, I could always do that later on in life. And, you know, when I'm getting closer to just settling down and doing whatever, like, you know, at that point, when do I really want to stop risking my life and running into burning buildings? Like, you know,
that's never gonna stop. You can always want to have that. I still want to have that type of danger action,
right?
But it's always, that's gonna be interesting because when you're going to school, you're gonna go to school and you're gonna have other people that are just that don't do that, you know, and they're gonna be complaining and you're gonna be like, yeah, you're not fucking complaining about anything.
Yeah It's always just that possibility of that. It's just another thing I have down the road that I could do.
So what are you gonna do, Andrew? Are you gonna do that?
I'm actually going to be building websites and different products.
He's the next Bill Gates.
Are you the next Bill Gates?
Yeah, right.
Develop the new Microsoft.
That's hardware.
What is it going to call? Or what is it going to be called?
Windows 8.
It's going to be Windows.
It's going to be just Win.
Windows.
Windows.
For the browser.
So that's again, like, going back, that's what I think is interesting about our family. It's still, it's like a mixture of stuff. Even though I don't know what the rest of our cousins do at all.
It's okay.
What do they do? Do you know what they do?
The Muskie family works at Costco.
That's right. Like, they all work at Price Club.
The Muskie family works at Costco.
They make bank at Price Club.
Hell yeah, they do.
Price Club pays really? Well.
Yeah, hell, Price Club pays like shit. I wanted to get a job at Costco. They're doing their seasonal hiring right now.
$70,000 a year.
What? $70,000 a year?
But I can't do the hours. Yeah, for a manager.
To work at Price Club?
Yeah.
For a manager at Target, just entry level? Like, straight out of college, I know this one kid that was making $60,000.
Yeah, I know somebody that...
I was like, are you kidding
me? One of the volunteer EMTs with me, like, his wife works at Target. I saw her last night, and I was like, oh, wait, what do you do? And she goes, I work at Target.
Target
like,
is the best.
That's actually a pretty good job, I heard.
But that's, like, it's almost hilarious that the whole entire... Like, they all work
seriously,
there,
like,
dude.
All the brothers, all the that, brothers, dude? And I think the wives do now.
What?
Yeah.
If they're
you
not
know what
nurses.
That is? That's a freaking takeover.
Yeah,
it's
it is.
Be a
yeah,
takeover.
It is. Filipinos will own the right. Springfield Costco.
I told Pao, I was like, Pao, if we want to drop out, we could always work at Costco.
That's right.
You can just eat samples and shit, too, all day.
But that would, you know, Sunday. Like, honestly, that would get old after a while. Like, it sounds like you're, like, at first, you're like, wow, but they do get paid
a lot of money, though, yeah.
For what it is,
you get paid good for what you do.
And if you know what you're doing.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it would be good for maybe like a year, and then like after that, I feel like I'd want to do more.
It's fucking hilarious that the whole I didn't know the whole family and their wives would do
it's
working
like,
at Price Club.
I think all the brothers do, except for Kuya Peter, which he's not a real brother though. Cause
who's
it's
Peter?
Ate,
who's that?
Baby Ruth's husband.
Who?
I think
Baby Ruth's sister. She's our cousin.
I'd want to be the person like that's actually handing out the samples. I'd be like,
Because I wouldn't want the little freaking kids to come around three times to take my damn samples that I'm putting
in. Why not?
In.
You're not paying for that shit.
But I have to keep putting out samples. They're creating work for me.
That's right.
I mean, how hard is it to put a piece of cheese on a cracker?
Yeah,
but you have to microwave it for like 2 minutes.
You gotta wait. That's 2 minutes you don't get back.
Fucking those kids running back and forth. I used to do that shit. That's why I hate myself.
Are you sure?
I should say, oh, this is very good.
For some reason, now I feel like going to Costco and just getting samples.
Yeah.
Sunday.
I used to ride the bikes around Costco. That's what it was.
Oh, wow.
You remember, they used to have the bike aisle, and then you just take a bike and just go.
It's like an adult Toys R Us.
Yeah, it was.
They used to have video games that you can play. Now they don't have them there.
They don't have them there anymore?
Not anymore, man.
The computers probably don't even have internet.
You know what I can't stand at Costco? They always have, like, jeans in the middle, like these random clothing, but the jeans looks like pear shaped.
Yeah,
and I just like always thought it looked like Kmart like, and I was like, who wants to wear that?
Like,
it looks fashionable.
Kmart
at all.
Brand
the
jeans.
Room?
And then they also had like underwear, like bags of underwear, just in the middle. And
that
I don't
is
know, it's just
true.
The clothing.
Yeah, but you don't
clothing,
try on underwear.
Yeah, but even still, the clothing at Costco does not
like,
look appealing.
Undies,
no,
they
not
had,
at
like,
all.
Grandma undies.
No.
It doesn't like nothing like nothing like clothing wise looked good at Costco.
Well, it's not going to be like exactly a Vicky's Secret over there.
I
like that Costco got their look down. They're like, no, we don't need to be fancy like Target or
just a warehouse.
Just
a warehouse
in like the industrial district.
But you know what Target is, right? It's Walmart essentially with all the stuff put away on the shelves.
But it's not like the UN of like sales associates. You have different brands of people.
Yeah.
Do you know Costco has burgers now?
You're kidding.
Yeah.
We're
what?
Going.
I found that out.
What? Dude, Costco has good deals. You get that hot dog for $1.50.
That food is so good.
Actually, let's go.
The soda for 59 cents.
Freaking giant
free refills.
The giant pizza.
I hope they're sponsoring this episode.
Yes.
They also had like I always wanted to try their parfait or something like with the fruit.
Oh, I get that all the time.
Parfait looks really good.
Oh man, I want
the
that.
Fruit smoothie.
I want it now.
The smoothie is
I
good.
I love the Caesar salad. Yeah,
see,
Costco's so awesome.
They have a Caesar salad.
They have a chicken salad.
Yeah, they do.
I eat the hell out of that shit, man. It has cherry tomatoes in there.
The main thing to know about this whole episode of the Carolyn and Joe show is that Noodles and Company sucks and
Costco
rules.
Yeah. Fuck a NNC.
Shit.
Costco.
PNC.
Costco.
Price Club.
Hebrew International Hot Dogs.
I don't know what the hell this Costco crap
Franks.
Is. It's Price Club.
Yeah, Price Club. What the fuck? I was like, no, man.
Yeah, don't Costco that
Costco.
Shit. It's Price Club.
What the hell? Costco just doesn't even like it. Just doesn't come off
cost company.
Still better than BJ's.
Fucking BJ's.
They still have a BJ's in Alexandria.
BJ's.
They still have a Landmark in Alexandria.
I went to that mall. Yeah. That mall is like death. That in Springfield is
Springfield
like
Springfield mall is worse.
Yeah. Well, they're going to blow it down. That's why. Yeah.
They're going to blow it up.
I don't know when.
Springfield.
You didn't know that?
I want to stand there for
Tyson's
it.
Bought it.
They should just make a giant press club. It's already pretty giant.
At Springfield. No, yeah, Tyson's bought it, and it's going to be like an outdoor outlet mall type deal. I hope so.
Like
Hagerstown.
I like it Costco without you have to flash the card when you go in.
Yeah, like it matters.
Yeah, exactly, right? Man.
That's what job you should get. Just like stand, but you don't even have to really check it. You just stand there.
Oh, click,
click.
I would love to do that. What if somebody walked by and you just went click, 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 click,
like? Like it wouldn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, do they actually keep surveillance of that? Oh my god, he clicked twice.
Well, that's how we're gonna end the show with clicking twice. Join us. Join us this weekend. This weekend we're gonna be at Wolf Trap. We're gonna be at Wolf Trap. Wolf Trap this Sunday. The Sunday or Saturday?
Wolf Trap. Wolf Trap.
And Sunday.
But everyone
Saturday
have
and Sunday. 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 CD Raw.
Everyone have a good week. My name is Joe. That's
Carolyn.
And Nina.
And Andrew.
Thanks for being on the show. Woo. See y'all later. Have a good night.
Good night.
I gave you blood.